Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
What is your name again?
My name is Devin.
Hi, you're Devin, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Devin. This is Kylie from Barclays Bank, Delaware, and please be advised that this call may be monitored and recorded. I do have your non-mutual customer on the line, Ms. Sabrina Lungi, and we just need to ask for a cancellation of an automatic payment or monthly charge that she has on the account that she did not recognize or authorize. That would be two charges because she only authorized the shipping fee, which is for only $4.95 and $5.95. That was on April 15, but she did not authorize the charge here on May 3rd and May 4th for $85.90 and $94.90. Please be advised that this call may be monitored or recorded for security purposes. You can talk to the customer if you want to verify anything in her account.
All right, I'll have to see if she have an account with us to make sure. Well, I have to see if she had an account with us to better assist. May I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry. You can go ahead and talk to the customer, Ms. Lungi. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Devin. Thank you for calling customer service. May I have your
Yes,
zip
hi.
code, ma'am, to better assist you?
Can you explain what the charges are? I'm really baffled by the charge. The only thing I authorized was April 15th for the two shipping fees, and I tried calling this number, and I was on the hold for an hour and a half earlier, and I tried calling this number yesterday for 25 minutes, and I was on hold as well. And last month, I tried to call and make sure that no other charges were to be made because I didn't receive the products on time. I mean, they said it was going to be like 2 or 3 business days. I didn't actually receive the products for like a week and a half. I tried to see where they were. I got no email confirmation as to when it was being shipped or anything like that. So I still haven't used the products. And I opened one up and I'm like, you know what? The shipping label had no, information on it, no sender's name, no nothing. It just had my name on it. And the products were in there in the box, no receipt label, no nothing.
All right, ma'am. I do hear you, and I'll just have to see if you have an account with us first. May I have your zip code, please?
Say that again. I'm losing.
Oh, may I have your zip code, please?
11735.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name? Oh, may I have your first and last name?
Sabrina Lungi. That's LUN as in Nancy, G as in George, H as in Harry, I as in Indigo.
All right, one moment. And you said Sabrina, correct? And due to security purposes.
I'm not sure what all the background noise is.
Oh, that's not from our end, ma'am.
Okay, it's not from my end either.
I'm not sure. But for security purposes, may I have your address? Hello, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, for security purposes, may I have your address?
For security purposes, what? I'm losing you every time. I'm getting cut in and out.
I said for security purposes, may I have your address, ma'am?
Nine Lincoln Street, Farmingdale, New York, 11735.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. And I do see on April 15, 2021, that you started our 14-day trial for both our keto and our cleanse. And the keto shipping and handling was $4.95, and the cleanse was $5.95. And these products help reduce your appetite, speed up your metabolism, as well as weight loss. But how have the products been working for you, though, ma'am?
I told you, like I said, I haven't taken them. I've been trying to call you guys and been trying to return them or throw them out because they're not, I mean, I didn't even know who the sender was. I didn't get an email or confirmation, like I said, in regards to the shipping or anything like that. I put that all online and I didn't get anything. So then when the products arrived, you know, a week and a half later or almost 2 weeks, you know, it had no label on it. It just literally said my name and then the tracking number. It didn't say who it was from. I opened up the box and I said, oh, it's just two products. And it didn't have like a postpaid receipt or anything like that of who the company was. I opened up one of the boxes to make sure that, you know, it was what it was supposed to be. And I haven't taken any. So I only opened up actually one of the bottles. I did not open the other one, and I haven't taken any.
Yes, ma'am.
Because well, I don't trust, I don't trust the company, and I don't want this. I don't understand why another charge was to be taken from my credit card that it was a one-time authorized charge for the shipping. You know, it was only what 14 days, I guess. That what you're telling me. And I didn't authorize a May 3rd and a May 4th charge. So I'm confused.
Yes, and I can definitely explain that to you, ma'am. Do you remember clicking a box that asked if you were 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout on April 15th?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, above that, it stated on the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial where we will ship you out a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that will work for you. And in the event you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, it states that you have to cancel within the trial period of 14 days before being
And I tried calling deal. Within the trial period. And I've been on hold. And I don't have 2 hours of my day to spend on the phone. I'm currently working from home. And right now I'm on company time because I'm kind of sick and tired of getting the same charges on my account. I didn't use the products. Like I said, I only opened up one of the bottles, and that's it. The other bottle is closed, it's sealed, and everything like that. I understand probably now, during the times of COVID, you cannot accept these products back, so I'd like to throw them out. But I wanted to cancel them with it. You know, I called on April 25th, I believe it was, I had called, which was a Tuesday, and I had called on April 27th. Which was 14 days prior to my, cancellation or whatever it was that you're saying. Because if I ordered it on the 15th, that means the 29th would have been my 14-day trial. But yet you guys charged me on the 3rd and the 4th, which doesn't make sense anyway. But that's besides the point. And I looked at it, and it didn't say that it would be auto-renewed at the, you know, normal rate. It did not say that. It just said that it was a 14-day trial. And that if I had to cancel, I would click. Well, unfortunately, I called on the 25th and the 27th, and no one picked up. So what am I supposed to do? You know, when I called this number earlier, I was on the phone from 10:30 to 12 o'clock, and it was an hour and a half. When I called it, it said, you know, please remain on the line for the next available representative. It didn't say what company I was calling from. It did not say, you know, whatever. It said if you want a call back, you could press 7 or press 3, whatever it was, and it would call you back. However, if it was out of the time zone that they were working, that I would have to call back tomorrow. So, I mean, one of the days maybe it was out of my time zone or your time zone. I don't know what your time zone is. I don't even know where you guys are located. Because it's an 855 number. So it would be, you know, it would be beneficial to say our operating services are so and so. You're probably just a calling center for this company. But I do not authorize those charges on the 3rd and the 4th of $95 or $94 and $85, whatever they were. So I'd like them to be removed and credited in my account. Otherwise, I mean, I'm not paying them. Because I tried calling and canceling, and obviously there was an intent to cancel. I mean, it's not like I didn't want them because I, like I said, there was nothing on the box. The box was thrown in the garbage. There was two pills in the, there were two bottles of pills in the box, and I didn't know who they were from. There was no, you know, company name, no nothing on inside the box. It was just those two products, and it was a huge box. So, I mean, from right then and there, when I received it, I asked my father, and he stated to me, he says, call them up, cancel. He goes, I don't want you taking these. And I said, I agree. So I called on the 25th, and, you know, I tried calling, and no one answered. And I just kept on ringing and ringing. He goes, well, maybe it's too late. And it was like 4:30. I don't know what time you guys closed. And then on the 27th, I also called, and it was earlier in the day. And I was like, well, it's impossible that they don't work these kind of hours, whatever time zone they're in. And, you know, I called this morning for an hour and a half from 10:30 to, you know, to 12 o'clock. And I said, well, no one's picking up, so I'm going to call my credit card company.
All right, ma'am, I do understand, and I'm going to see what I can do for you. And I do apologize for all of that that happened, so just give me one moment, please.
I mean, I don't think you could say that you could see what you could do for me. It's either you're refunding it or I'm not paying it. And you guys could just, and I'll dispute it with the credit card company. Because I did not press any buttons to say that I'm willing to, you know, pay $95 or whatever the amount was on a 30-day or whatever the trial was. Heck, I didn't even get the products yet, so I don't even know. You guys charged me without sending the products. I don't even have anything in my hand. So if you are charging me something, I should be getting something, no?
Correct, ma'am. But I'll tell you
and
what,
as of today, it's the 12th. I haven't received anything.
All right, ma'am, and I'm going to go ahead and send what's going on to my supervisor so she can review these calls. And so just give me one moment, and we're going to make sure we get this handled for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
All right, one moment. Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. I'm still in the process of getting this sent to my supervisor, so just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am. So now she is reviewing the account right now. So just give me a brief moment, and we're definitely going to see what we can do for you. But I do apologize for all of this happening, though.
Yeah, you could apologize and everything. I know you're just a customer service representative, but it's kind of upsetting, you know, to just charge someone and not, you know, submit an email that we charged you or whatever the case may be. You know, you had to supply an email address on the website. I do remember that. And they said that they would update me on shipping and whatnot. And I have not received any information or anything in my spam or anything in my inbox from a company that I do not, you know of. So kind of upsetting that, you know, a website would be doing this. So it, essentially I'm thinking it's fraud. You know, that you guys are, you accepted my payment and now you're just going to charge every single one of these people that did those trials every single month unless they got in contact with you. And it takes, what, 3 hours or so, or 4 hours technically in totality to get in contact with a company that doesn't, that just has a phone number that just says, please wait for the next representative. Doesn't say who you guys are or anything like that. So that's kind of right then and there. I'm deeming that as fraud.
Well, no, ma'am. We're not a fraudulent company at all. We do state everything in our terms and conditions, and this is
well, your terms and conditions online, but you're not on the calling site when you guys charge the credit cards. There's a number on there. It doesn't say you're calling so and so, and you know, if you want to call a customer service representative, press 1. It just literally says when I call that number to please wait on hold for the next available representative. It doesn't say what company I'm calling from. So I could be calling someone from Guam or, you know, wherever, the Philippines or whomever it is. And, you know, you guys are getting my information, you know, over the phone. It doesn't say that you're working for this company. You may be working for multiple companies, and that's fine. But at least state that in the customer service number that is, you know, provided to the credit card company. I mean, you could try calling yourself, you know, calling the number and you see what you hear, because it literally doesn't state anything. I wish I had recorded it and, you know, just to prove it. But obviously I'm on the phone with you now because I had to get my credit card company to call you.
All right, ma'am. And I do apologize for this inconvenience. These are valid charges, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you 35% of a refund, and I can do that for you right now.
No, I mean, I didn't authorize those charges at all. I don't want the refund of the $5 and the $4. That I authorized, and that was last month. And now you guys authorized or did a payment yesterday for the same amount of $5.95 and $4.95, which I don't authorize either. It's currently pending on my credit card statement. However, you charged me yesterday too, and I didn't authorize that. And so therefore I'm not taking that 35%. I mean, if worse comes to worse, can I speak to that supervisor? Because obviously this company, I'm never ever going to be taking or paying or, you know, getting something online ever again, unless it's from Amazon. It's kind of disappointing that I would have to go through this and deal with people that I don't know who the company is. You know, I don't even know what company, what representative you're from. You just said your name is Gavin or Devin. I'm sorry. And you know, it doesn't even say what company you work for. Like you just said, hi, I'm Devin. Okay. Well, what company are you calling from? You know, you may be working from, you know, for multiple companies, like I said before. But the 35% off, no, I want a full refund. And I do not want any further charges on my account. So I want a refund of the $5.95, $4.95 from yesterday, and I would like a refund of the $95 and the $85 from earlier in the month on the 3rd and 4th.
All right,
and
ma'am,
if that can't be done, then I will be I don't know, I would, you know, that's very upsetting.
All right, ma'am, I'll hold for one brief phone while I speak with my supervisor to see what I can do for you. So give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Well, after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a 50% refund on both the $85.90 and $94.90. And I can do that
for you right now
as well as a cancellation.
I told you I am not paying any of it. I do not have any additional products. I did not use those products to begin with. And I know you probably can't accept them to go back because one of them is open and one of them is unopened. However, due to COVID reasons. But I'm willing to send you those pills back because I am not taking them.
All right, ma'am.
And I'm willing to pay the $5, the $10 or whatever, $11 last month, but I'm not willing to pay the $100 and something dollars you know, for totality in earlier in the month, and I'm not willing to pay the $11 or $12 that you guys charged me yesterday. I am not paying that whatsoever because I did not authorize that. I did not receive any emails. I did not receive any follow-ups. I did not receive anything like that. So wouldn't you think that, you know, if you were a legit company, okay, or that product was a legit company of selling it, wouldn't they say, okay, let's reach out to our thing saying your 14-day trial is up. If you'd like to cancel, press it. You think a lot of people, you know, went on the internet when they're trying to do this? I mean, me, I'm conscientious of what I pay because, I mean, I don't know if the credit card company is on the line anymore, but I pay my credit card bills in full. So I'm never late. I never have a balance. But if I need to have a balance now because of these charges, I will. I am not paying it. And I will tell my credit card company not to pay.
All right, ma'am, I do understand your frustrations, and I'm not supposed to do this, but as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 75% refund on both of these transactions.
No, I'd like to speak. I like to speak to your supervisor.
All right, just give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and notate everything so I can go on and forward you so you don't have to go through this whole explanation again. So just give me one moment.
All a scam. All a scam.
Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, I'm just letting you know I'm still in the process of forwarding all the information. So just give me one moment, please.
You didn't. I thought you forwarded the information to her earlier for her to make a decision.
I was forwarding the history of the calls to make sure everything was accurate and stuff. But what I'm going to do now is forward what we just discussed and make sure that I can go ahead and transfer you, ma'am. So just give me one moment.
I'm guaranteed I'm going to get disconnected from you guys. I guarantee it.
Ma'am, you will not get disconnected. I'm trying to do the best at my job. I don't know who you talked to previously, but I try my very best at my job, and I'm going to make sure that I do the best I can.
I did not speak to anyone previously because obviously no one picks up.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do everything I can for you right now, and then I'm going to transfer you. So just give me one moment, please. Okay, ma'am. I have your information being forwarded to the supervisor. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day. So just give me one moment, please.
What's her name?
We have multiple supervisors and team leads, so you'll be forwarded to one of them that's available right now. So just give me one moment,
okay.
Please.